As you walk into the Larson Bay School, some of the faces that make up the community's history are there to greet you.
Look at this wall. This has elders. All the elders, you know, that contributed to how this place was built and grown. I mean, where else do you have that?
Sherry Harms points to the photos with admiration. She's lived in Larson Bay since the early 2000s and is on its city council. Harms says the community has been shrinking for a while, and right now there's only about 60 full-time residents. In the summer, the community's population swells because of commercial salmon fishermen and cannery workers who show up for the salmon season. But Harms says those people don't really contribute much to the community.
Essentially, we're turning into a summer village.
The town needs at least 10 students enrolled in its school next fall to keep it open. If it's short, the Kodiak Island School District will lose about $300,000 in state funding, and it will close the school. The school's current count is 11 students, but one is graduating. So the community has no wriggle room. If one more student leaves, that's it. Residents with and without kids are anxiously waiting to see what will happen. Harms says she doesn't blame any parent considering leaving town.
They don't want to have the school year start, and then all of a sudden there's no teacher, no classes or anything, and they want to plan ahead.
We need to keep everyone here. We need to reassure them that school will be open. The decision of one person could sink us, and that's a scary thought.
Alice Aga is the mayor of Larson Bay. She's dedicated to keeping the school open, but she's not very optimistic about the community's future.
I think if the school closed, it really would be like the final blow to Larson Bay that, you know, we're really a dying community.
Larson Bay's population has been shrinking for decades, and Aga, who was born and raised here, thinks that's partly because the outside world is so enticing.
The kids that grow up, they don't want to come back to the village because there's nothing here for them. They want to go live in Kodiak or Anchorage, Seattle, you know, go to college and then stay there. They don't want to come back because they like going to the mall. They like going to the theater. They like going to the grocery store, you know, and there's none of that here.
In the Kodiak region, students in rural schools don't have the same opportunities as students in more populated areas. Their class sizes can be tiny, and some kids have to take distance learning courses that don't always allow them to connect with their instructors or peers. Even though Aga wants the Larson Bay School to stay open, she recently sent her oldest daughter to live with relatives in the city of Kodiak to go to middle school because Aga wasn't satisfied with the quality of education her daughter was receiving at the village's school. Aga's conflicted about this choice. On one hand, she's happy her daughter is enjoying her new school. On the other, she's worried that if the Larson Bay School closes, the town will pretty much become a retirement home.
You know, the elders, they'll be the last ones here.
In Aga's mind, that will be the death of Larson Bay, and that haunts her.
I've cried thinking about this so many times that I just feel like I'm all dried up. I can't cry about it anymore.
The district superintendent made a pledge to community members at a recent meeting that he'll do everything he can for Larson Bay. He said right now he's moving forward as if the Larson Bay School is staying open. But if there are fewer than 10 students next fall, the district will have to move fast to close the school. The Kodiak Island Borough, which owns all the district's current school sites, is in the process of exploring ways communities that lose their schools can still use the buildings. Because around Kodiak, schools aren't just schools. They're the center of communities. In Larson Bay, I'm Mitch Borden.